There's a new neighbor in town. The Lutheran Federal Credit Union is open and ready to serve members of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Lutheran Federal Credit Union provides checking and savings accounts, home, car, and personal loans, on-demand mobile banking, 30,000 ATMs, and 5,000 in the co-op shared network. You'll find the modernized banking experience you need with excellent customer service and security you expect at LutheranFCU.org. LutheranFCU.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is holding its 66th convention in Milwaukee. We were actually there for a live broadcast on Sunday night, and then due to the need to return and do our show, we came back here to the St. Louis area, but we still want to be able to bring you updates on what's been going on at the convention. A lot has transpired. It always does. But this has been a very eventful convention for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Bringing us that update, Sarah Ludwig. She's a freelance writer, author, and editor, and she's reporting on the LCMS convention for the Lutheran Witness magazine. She joins us from Milwaukee. Sarah, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you.
On the most proximate and personal note, I understand that the voice of Issues Etc., the Reverend Michael Cum, was reelected for a second term to the board of directors of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Tell us about that.
He was elected right away by a majority. They didn't have to redo that vote. And the second person that was elected was Eric Econ, and he, I believe, is a pastor in Michigan.
Let's deal with the election that took place yesterday, another big one, and that was for the office of synodical secretary. What took place there, Sarah?
There were seven candidates for that, actually, and one of them had been nominated from the floor, and Reverend Ray Hartwig is retiring as the secretary of synod after 18 years, actually, and so John Sias, a pastor from Montana, was elected was close to 67%. He was elected as the new Secretary of Synod.
Let's talk a little bit about the business that transpired today, probably the biggest piece of business that the convention dealt with earlier today. It was a resolution dealing with licensed lay deacons. What was it about and how did it come out?
That was about regularizing the status of the licensed lay deacons that are involved in word and sacrament ministry. And there were quite a few people that were in line to debate over it, but the debate actually was it wasn't as contentious as I think a lot of people expected it to be. The people that were against it just seemed more to be expressing concerns like that they didn't want to lose their deacons or they didn't want, you know, their deacons to be displaced and things like that. So it really wasn't as contentious as I think people thought. And the resolution was actually approved by over 71%.
In terms of the business that transpired yesterday, talk about some of that business, if you would.
One of the interesting things that came up yesterday was the Floor Committee on Structure and Administration made a request to have the Synodical Convention every 4 years instead of every three. And that actually kind of started a bit of debate. One of the con arguments was that issues these days just happen faster and faster. You know, things are constantly changing. And this person really felt the church needs to be able to respond. And a lot of people seem to agree with that. So the resolution failed. And we're keeping it at every 3 years. That was one of the things that came about.
There were some issues of both church fellowship and church partnership that were dealt with by the convention. How would you describe those?
The delegates endorsed altar and pulpit fellowship with the Lutheran Church in Norway and the Lutheran Church of Uruguay. They also formally recognized the Lutheran Church in Guatemala and in Venezuela. And in Almaty, which is in Kazakhstan, as well as the Lutheran Church in Chile, that was also recognized as a partner church. And so we had some of those people from those places come up and talk about their relationships with us.
There was also an address to the convention by a regular guest here on this program, Ryan Anderson from the Heritage Foundation. How would you summarize what he had to say to this group of Lutherans?
That was very interesting because he doesn't really speak from a theological point of view. He says right away, I'm not a theologian. I'm a social commentator. I'm not schooled to be talking about theology, but his presentation really explained why religious freedom and traditional marriage are breaking down in our country today. I think it was very well received.
Now, there's one piece of business that was kind of begun yesterday and then bled over into today's business as well. Let's talk about Floor Committee 12. How would you describe what the rather contentious issue has proven to be when it comes to one of its resolutions? In fact, its very first resolution.
The first one is to restore the right of an accuser to appeal when a district president fails to act or declines to suspend. And there was a lot of discussion about that yesterday, and there was actually a really long line of district presidents that wanted to speak but weren't able to get a chance. But there were also, you know, a lot of regular delegates, too, that wanted to speak about that. But unfortunately, time ran out, so it was deferred until the committee came up next, and it did come up again this morning. But that resolution was not brought forward this morning. They just brought up some other ones that were approved.
So what becomes of that resolution? Is it still waiting to be discussed?
Yes, I believe it's coming up the next time that committee comes up. There's definitely division over this one. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out next time it comes up.
What would you say the general atmosphere of the convention has been over the last 2 days?
I would say it's been pretty friendly, and people seem excited to be here and pretty positive, I would say.
Sarah, if you would, there's one other piece of business that has transpired so far today having to do with Floor Committee 14 on church and culture. What did the convention do?
Well, they had brought up the resolution on encouraging outreach to Muslim neighbors last time, that I think it was yesterday, and that got pushed ahead because of time constraints. But the resolutions on that and confessing the sanctity of marriage and responding compassionately to the challenges of the biblical view that we have of marriage and human sexuality all passed without too much debate or incident. So that went really smoothly.
Sarah Ludwig is a freelance writer, author, and editor. She's reporting on the LCMS 66th Convention in Milwaukee for the Lutheran Witness magazine. She joined us from Milwaukee. Sarah, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Issues Etc. on this Tuesday, July the 12th. When we come back, more. Stay tuned.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you have skills as a coder, designer, writer, marketer, project manager, or are interested in building websites? Do you want to help the church proclaim Christ and Him crucified to the digital world that we live in? If yes, you should join our WordSites team. WordSites is a group of tech-savvy volunteers who help fellow Lutheran organizations build effective websites. Plus, we have fun while we're doing it. To submit your name, or to learn more, visit wordsites.org. WordSites, your confessional Lutheran website, reformed.